When recreational marijuana came on board, there were a lot of applications for medical cards at that time, and there was a thought that maybe there was that people were just trying to keep from paying the taxes and going to a medical card. But now it's dropped to a 3-year low since then. And actually, at the end of 2015, there were 107,554 medical cards. And at the end of last year, 2016, there was 94,577. That's a 12% drop. So that's kind of significant. That's according to the Colorado Health Department. For the last 5 months, medical marijuana sales have declined, which means taxes have declined. A lot of people think that maybe some of it at least has to do with the increasing cost to get an annual doctor reauthorization. It costs $100 to $500 depending on the number of plants you want to have for yourself. And so that might have something to do with it. And, you know, maybe they would just turn into recreational marijuana buyers rather than thing to think about too is that the average Colorado price for a recreational marijuana ounce is pretty much down to where the medical marijuana ounce is. So it's giving kind of medical marijuana customers maybe less incentive to save money.
Do you think there'll ever be a time where we'll just see the two industries just merging?
You know, that's a good question. I've asked people that over the years, and basically I think it comes down to the state itself. If the state decides that revenues or for whatever reason medical marijuana is not advantageous to it, it could decide to just merge the two. I think other states, I'm not sure which ones, but other states have done that. And so actually, it's the state of Washington has done that. So that's a possibility. I don't think we're in any, I don't think that's going to happen soon because the government can't go after medical marijuana. So there's a good reason still to keep it for a lot of states, including Colorado. But we'll see what happens in the future. One of the things to remember is that the number of people in Colorado, the number of patients per 1,000 state residents is still pretty high. It went from 19.8, which is almost 20 people per 1,000 that have a card, to 18.8. So that's a drop. And there's some statistics out for other states, and we're still up there with states like Maine, which is 18.3, Michigan, which is 18.4, Oregon, which is 19, and California, which is 19.4, now the highest. But some states like Delaware is just getting its program started. There's 945,000 people in Delaware and only 102 permits. So we're, you know, there's a lot of difference within states on how many people are getting cards because of the different rules that are in states. There was another survey done as far as patient access, and Colorado got a B+. Now, this is based on medical marijuana support, the pricing, the selection, and the regulatory philosophy. Arizona got an A-, Nevada and Alaska got B+. And Massachusetts got a D+. So Colorado basically is doing pretty well, although I think, as you asked before, we're going to have to watch it here in the future.
You can read about that and more in Sensi Magazine. Catch it online at sensimag.com and at newsstands around the metro area. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.